Inspector Richardson.
Hi, Elliot. Isn't it, though? I hope you get out. I noticed a story in the, I think the Times or something, saying that Richardson, you know, had been coming in, going to be a hero, closing all these bases, and then all of a sudden he's a bum. A thought that occurred to me, I hope you will use directly. Why don't you tote up from the Bureau of the Budget the cost of retaining the 45 bases we're closing, saying, in effect, that those who would open the bases would add $3 billion or $5 billion to the military budget, or $1.5 billion, whatever it is. My point, maybe it's $800 million. But if you put it in a round number, in other words, if you put it in terms of each base, you get murdered. But if you put it in terms that, well, you see, with all this business, that let's cut the defense budget. The point is that here, guys can't have it both ways.
Absolutely. I think that's a very good idea.
I don't know what the number is, but I'm sure that when you add 45, and that's it, I just wouldn't do it on an annual basis. I'd say that it would...
Well, $400 million.
Well, it's $400 million
per
year.
But
if you put it up...
Multiply it by, 5 years, that's...
Yeah, you could say $2 billion over the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Something like that, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you probably already said it, but I'd zing in on that, and... You know, we expected heat on closing the bases, and it's got to be done. I don't know what else you can do.
Well, I think that's right. I think, in fact, that it will help to underscore the fact that this really is a tight defense budget.
Right, right.
Given
right, and that's a very good way to get at it, to say, well, now this the talk about this bases indicates that we are submitting a very lean budget. We've closed 45 bases, and some of those, including some of the libs who have the districts, you know, the unilateral disarmers, they don't want their base closed.
Right.
They want their cake. Well, anyway, I just didn't